And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 1st of February, 2015. It was on this day, 1884, the first part of the first edition of the Oxford English Dictionary was published, covering the letter A to the word ant, A-N-T. The Philological Society of London had set out to do it almost 30 years before. They proposed a four-volume dictionary that would take 10 years to complete. In the end, the dictionary took 70 years, not 10, and it filled 10 volumes, not 4. The last volume didn't come out until 1928. The OED defined over 400,000 word forms. The second edition came out in 1989. It's the one you probably find in a library today. 20 volumes, weighs nearly 140 pounds, over 615,000 definitions. And in that 1989 edition, the longest entry is for the verb set, S-E-T, more than 430 ways to use the verb set. The entry for the verb set is 60,000 words long. That second edition contains about 2.5 million quotations. The Bible's quoted more than any other work, Shakespeare more than any other single author, and of Shakespeare's works, Hamlet is quoted the most, about 1,600 quotations from Hamlet in the OED. In 1992, a CD-ROM version of the OED was published, and now the dictionary is online, where it's constantly under revision. It's the birthday of the novelist Muriel Spark, born in Edinburgh, 1918. Growing up, she liked to write love letters to herself that she signed with men's names and hid in the sofa cushions in the hope of shocking her mother. Muriel Spark, best known for her 1961 novel The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie. And it's the birthday of the poet Langston Hughes, born in Joplin, Missouri, in 1902, grew up in Lawrence, Kansas, a black kid in the middle of America, loved going to the Lawrence Public Library because it was one of the only integrated public buildings in the city. He said, "Then it was that books began to happen to me, and I began to believe in nothing but books and the wonderful world in books, where if people suffered, they suffered in beautiful language, not in monosyllables as we did in Kansas." Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins, Restaurant Overlooking Lake Superior. Late afternoon, only a few old men at the bar drinking and talking quietly. Waitresses for the evening shift begin to arrive. One stands a moment at the far end of the dining room and looks out the window facing the lake. Snow is falling. The lake is completely obscured, but still, customers will ask for tables near the window. A few early diners begin to arrive, then others. Soon the room is filled with sounds, people talking, the rattle of dishes, the waitresses hurrying about. The lake is a great silence beneath all the noise. In their hurry, the waitresses don't look out the window, yet they are in her service, silent a moment, as they fill the glasses with water. Restaurant Overlooking Lake Superior by Lewis Jenkins from The Water's Easy Reach, published by White Pine Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.